Today, we learned the U.S. added 390,000 jobs. Wall Street was hoping for much less. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the third day of June. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, there has been a surge in layoffs, and that is confusing, right? So, are we headed toward a recession, or are we not headed toward a recession? Some views about that. Acquiring Kohl's is proving to be a tough deal. We've got the Wall Street Report and some sad restaurant news, especially for servers. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and just a couple of words. You know, this has been a tough week, well, not just on the business side, but news in particular. And today we were feeling it a bit. We were not able to get the news out in a timely manner. We had a whole bunch of stuff that we were trying to cover. So our apologies for coming to you with this late edition of the Business News Headlines. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can still do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the jobs report came out on Friday morning, and it was a shock to Wall Street. The U.S. added 390,000 jobs in May, according to the Labor Department. Now, the folks on Wall Street were hoping for something more like ADP reported on Thursday, 190,000 jobs. So why the disconnect? You would think that adding 200,000 more jobs in May than what had been projected would be a good thing for the economy, right? Now, friends, that ain't exactly how it works. The traders on Wall Street are trembling that interest rates will continue to rise because adding jobs adds to the surging economy also, dare we say, increases corporate costs. Think wages and benefits. According to the Labor Department, year-over-year wages have grown by 5.2% this year. Now, that's not beating inflation, but still, it's better than it has been in some time. Plus, the Fed has said it's going to keep an eye on job growth, and if it sags, the central bank may back off of an aggressive tone of interest rates. Now, the bottom line is that corporate America has gotten used to nearly free money, and it is difficult to wean yourself from the opioid. Your thoughts? We're always interested. Oh, and by the way, leisure and hospitality did lead gains, followed by professional and business services, then warehousing and transportation. Jobs, my friends, jobs. Meanwhile, amid all the hiring, we've been awash in layoffs. But the good news is that fewer people are applying for unemployment benefits because it seems they're able to hop on to another job nearly right away. Business Insider is reporting that recent startups like Peloton have already laid off thousands of employees this year. Online car dealer Carvana plans to slash 12% of its workforce. Even traditionally layoff-resistant companies like Netflix are making cuts, and now Tesla is reportedly poised to cut thousands of jobs there. The reason? Well, broadly, is twofold. Business growth is slowing, while labor costs are increasing. The combination is causing American companies across a variety of industries to slash headcount. And the reason for that? Well, corporations exist to make a profit and reward their shareholders. And pity the CEO that can't make that happen. Well, there are two camps when it comes to the future of the economy. As Bloomberg is reporting, executives from Jamie Dimon and Elon Musk to Gary Friedman, the head of furniture retailer RH, all cautioned investors this past week to be wary of an economic downturn. After months of strong consumer spending and supply chain improvements, some of the country's most outspoken corporate leaders have started intensifying alarms about decades-high inflation and impending interest rate hikes. The tone contrasts with Friday's jobs report, showing bigger-than-expected payroll gains. And economists still see the chance of a recession as unlikely next year, even if the odds have crept up. A Bloomberg survey estimates a 30% chance of a recession in the next 12 months. That is up from 15% back in March. Still, some bank executives are counting on the continuing strength of the U.S. consumer. Holly O'Neill, Bank of America Corporation's retail banking president, said, "There is no indication yet that the pillar of the economy is starting to crumble. That would be you, the consumer." And her company, by the way, just raised their minimum wage to $22 an hour. Recession? Yes? No? Maybe? Truth is, nobody knows. You know, once upon a time, acquiring a company was a bunch easier. Even retail companies could move more quickly. But this is not the case today, and our poster child is Kohl's. CNBC is reporting that the drawn-out bidding process for Kohl's doesn't appear to be coming to an end anytime soon. It could take several weeks, if not longer, for a deal to come together. That says a person with knowledge of the situation. The dialogue has been particularly lengthy because of the difficulty in securing financing in an uncertain market condition, said the person, adding that a likely per-share deal price at this point would be in the mid-50s. Kohl's shares closed up slightly higher on Friday afternoon at $41.48, giving the company a market value of approximately $5.3 billion. The stock had traded as low as $34.64 as recently as May 24. The saga at Kohl's had been playing out for more than half a year, which deal experts describe as an abnormal amount of time. Two words? Yeah. Stay tuned. Well, the Bears came out to play Friday as the Dow sank by 348 points to close at 32,899, and the NASDAQ fell by 304 points to end the week and the trade at 12,012. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 was off by 68 points to close the week at 4108. A strong hiring data clears the way for the Fed to remain aggressive in the inflation fight. The end of free money is weighing on corporations, and those same companies are starting to slash jobs so their profits can continue. And all this time, you thought Wall Street was on your side? And finally, there is this. And this has to do with a new practice being put into place by some restaurants. Now, if you've ever been a server, I know I have, well, you realize how dependent you are on the age-old tip. But these new fees and surcharges could come back to bite them, the restaurant, and the employees, and further tighten the talent pool. Now, if you head to the bottom of your restaurant bill, and you might see something that surprises you. Fees and surcharges, things like kitchen appreciation, fuel surcharge, and non-cash adjustment are a few costs restaurants are now charging customers as they grapple with a tight labor market, as well as rising ingredient prices, inflation, and credit card transaction fees. Restaurant fee revenue nearly doubled from April of 2021 to April of this year, per data from point-of-sale provider Lightspeed, cited by the Wall Street Journal. Luckily, some restaurants will exclude select fees from your check if you ask. The backlash will come from consumers who see this as a sneaky way to pass along costs while appearing to hold down the price of food. Of course, some restaurants are simply offering less food for the same amount of money, and frankly, I'm pretty cool with that. But adding fees and surcharges may make it less likely for customers to tip their waitstaff. And that isn't good for anybody. Well, that's a wrap, and we're sorry this edition is a bit short. It has been a grind of a day and a week here at the studio, and we've just now gotten this out the door, so thank you for being patient. The Business News Headlines comes to you each day, Monday through Friday, and the Business Week in Review hits at noon Central and only on Sunday and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.